Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama po natin ngayon si Ms. Roxanne Sarto, ang General Manager ng Filipino Community Council of Victoria Incorporated. Magandang araw, Ms. Roxanne.
Magandang araw, Martin. Kamusta?
Okay naman po. First muna, Ms. Roxanne, ano po ba yung dahilan kung bakit nyo ginawa po yung gantong event, especially for international students?
Oh, itong International Students Networking Day natin. Well, nagsimula to kasi, you know, ang programs ng FCCB ay karamihan sa matatanda, no, sa elderly, yung aged care natin. So, nabibigay tayo ng ayuda. And then, slowly, may mga nagme-message ng mga kabataan na pwede rin po ba silang makahingi ng ayuda. So, in-open na natin ngayon sa mga international students. Hindi lang doon, nakita natin yung need sa kanila na talagang yung loneliness nila, kailangan nila ng support system. At hindi lang po yun ang mga, hindi nyo naman natatanong mga staff ko, yung ilan sa kanila, international students din. So, malapit talaga sa heart natin ang international students. So, we trialed it for the first time in July last year. Sabi na, umpisan nga natin, kung may makukuha tayong volunteers, it being a Saturday, no? And then, nag-volunteer naman. And then, yeah, we were able to hold one. And the first one, we had over 100 people come in. And then the second one, bigger. And then I think now it's again bigger again. So yeah, andun yung pangangailangan ng community.
Nabanggit niyo po kanina no, na may mga ilang international students na minemessage kayo na magbuo ng gantong events for them. Ano po yung mga naririnig niyong concerns nila or para mga problema nila kung bakit sila lumalapit po sa inyo?
Number one, syempre, yung food, okay, shortage or mga walang trabaho. So kulang sila ng pambili ng pagkain. Alam mo, pag kumakalamansik mura mo, hindi ka na makapag-isip, di ba? Yan ang number one eh. And then yung iba, for mental support din, you know, wala silang kaibigan, bago lang sila dito, wala silang pamilya, wala silang mapagtatanungan, they feel lonely, they feel isolated, they feel left out, namimiss nila ang Pilipinas, namimiss nila yung Filipino food, namimiss nila yung company talaga ng mga Pilipino. So, sabi namin, let's form something like this. And then I talked to my international student staff and we brainstormed it a bit. And it's okay, alam naman natin, magaling tayo sa event. So, let's put together for the students. Let's see and let's listen to them. So, sa kapanayam namin sa kanila, lalong naging deeper yung relationship, mas nakikita namin yung needs nila.
And then speaking of international student staff, meron po kayo mga staff, di ba po, dito sa FCCVI. Gaano po kahalaga yung natutulong nila sa inyo sa events, especially pag weekends po ginagawa ang event na ginagawa nyo?
Ay naku, I cannot thank my staff enough. My staff, hulog sila ng langit kasi their heart is really for the community. Alam niyo naman, pag Saturdays, ito na lang sana yung kanilang rest day. Ito na lang sana yung rest day namin. Pero pag community work, wala talaga tayong rest day. So, volunteer day namin to, itong Saturday na to. And they bring their family and friends as well for this event. Kaya talagang, silang nag-hold. Kahapon pa lang, nag-set up na kami ng mga tables, nag-pack na kami ng mga bags, inayos na namin yung mga ayuda, tsaka yung mga prizes, at tsaka yung program. So, malaking tulong at sa amin kasi it's not really work because when you find something that you love to do, it's not work. So, this is normal for us and it's a flow on of our love in serving the community.
Marami pa po ba dapat abangan ang mga international student na gagawing events ng FCCVI po?
Sana. Okay. Watch this space, no? Yes, international students, with Salakot, one of our member organizations, ang Salakot ang nag-adapt na ng program na to in conjunction with FCCVI. So, while we listen to the students' needs, unti-unti yung mga programa natin around the students lumalawak na rin. So, ito yung umpisa. Tuloy-tuloy ito every quarter. So, like I said, the next one is May 25. And then, we are also trying to put together some workshops for the students on how to find jobs, okay, how to find support. Pero before all those programs can be can be activated, kailangan din talaga natin ng funding, di ba? So, unti-unti lang, if we get sponsors for those, then we will go ahead and do them. And then, in the meantime, habang pinaplano namin yan, at nakikita talaga natin every time eh, kasi nga lumalaki, di ba? In the meantime, while they're doing that, we just want to make sure that they know that FCCVI is there and open for them anytime. Okay, any time of the day or week. Kasi nga, like you saw kanina, yung mga member organizations naman natin, handang sumalo din ng international students.
And lastly, Ms. Roxanne, what's your message to all international students with different situations? May humahanap po ng trabaho o may mga trabaho. Ano po yung message niyo po sa kanila?
Look after yourself, okay? Reach out to your community, okay? And be steadfast. And keep the faith, you know? Meron tayong dahilan bakit nandito tayo. And just remember, we're here for them. And focus on their goals and their why they're here. Marami kasi nagigive up at a short span of time, kaya nga andito kami. Minsan, may kwento nga, after 1 month, umuwi na daw kasi lungkot na lungkot. No, I wish they found our community earlier, di ba? So, yun, we're here for them. Be steadfast. Be true to yourself. Take care of yourself. Understand why you're here. Ang dami-dami. Okay, but siguro, yeah, if all else... Always remember somebody up there as well who's looking after us. Kasi ang FCCY, we do this by faith. I don't know how, but everything comes to us at the right time, at the right place. Somebody up there must be looking after us. Yeah, thank you.
At bago tayo magkaiyakan, maraming salamat, Ms. Roxanne.
Ang hirap kasi, di ba? Yung nanalo last time ng ating grand prize na laptop, estudyante na... Pinagdasal niya talaga na siya yung manalo. Sabi niya, claim mo na yan. And then nabunot yung pangalan niya, di ba? So there was a story there. In-interview namin siya before, umiyak siya. Kami, every time i-replay namin yung story, naiiyak kami. And then itong today, again, another story. Siya yung nanalo ng laptop. He was going home, kukunin niya yung partner niya, papunta dito. Wala siyang maiuwi. Walang laman ng bulsa niya, no? Pero sabi niya, ano daw, oh my God, he's so happy kasi uuwi niya. Ang pasalubong niya yung laptop na nakuha niya ngayon. And March 4 is the birthday of his partner. So, yun yung blessings na nagtatagni-tagni. Okay, so it strengthens why we're here. Okay? And yes. So,
at sana magtuloy-tuloy pa po. Maraming salamat, Ms. Roxanne.
Maraming salamat din, Martin.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.